Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, July 2nd, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of legal news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Morelli Law Firm announces new partners. Morelli Law Firm proudly announces the promotions of Perry S. Falick, Sarah A. Mahoney, and Michael S. Schlesinger to partner, effective July 1st, 2024. These attorneys have shown dedication to clients in the firm, proving themselves as invaluable assets. Additionally, Alexander R. Morelli and David T. Sorotkin have been elevated to managing partner. Founding partner Benedict P. Morelli expresses excitement for the future, stating that these promotions are well-deserved. The team's work has resulted in the recovery of hundreds of millions of dollars for clients, showcasing their commitment to success. Morelli Law Firm, established in 1998, is known for its willingness to go to trial and has secured over $1 billion for clients in need of support after accidents. Corporate Whistleblower Center urges a nursing home healthcare manager to call about big whistleblower rewards. If their employer received a COVID PPP loan and no money went to payroll, staff, the Corporate Whistleblower Center is urging nursing home and healthcare managers to report if their employer received a Paycheck Protection Program loan in 2020 or 2021, but did not use at least 60% of the funds for payroll expenses. The center is offering significant whistleblower rewards for information on healthcare companies that misused PPP funds for non-payroll expenses. If your employer received a PPP loan and did not use the funds as intended, call 866-714-6466. The rewards for providing this information could be hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. All calls are confidential. The center's initiative is national and targets healthcare companies across the U.S., including nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and healthcare companies. If you have evidence of PPP loan fraud, call 866-714-6466. Bank loan officers who are instructed to overlook due diligence on PPP loans are also encouraged to come forward for potential rewards exceeding $1 million. Again, all calls are strictly confidential.
Kyle Law Firm joins forces with Muscatel, Robbins, and Becker. Muscatel, Robbins, and Becker and Kyle Law Firm have joined forces to create Muscatel, Gabbato, and Kyle PLLC, effective July 1, 2024. This collaboration will enhance legal services in personal injury, estate litigation, probate and trust administration, estate planning, real estate and family law across Arizona. The merger combines the firm's expertise to provide exceptional legal services to clients in the Valley of the Sun. Zachary Muscatel and Emily Kyle, partners in the new firm, emphasize the importance of their shared commitment to client needs and quality legal practice. The alliance expands market presence with offices in Sun City, Scottsdale, and Surprise, catering to the evolving legal needs of communities on both sides of the valley.
Lone Star Injury Attorneys launch Liberty Lifts Free Rides Initiative for safe 4th of July celebrations. Lone Star Injury Attorneys has launched the Liberty Lifts Initiative, offering free lift ride passes nationwide for the 4th of July. This program aims to promote road safety and prevent drinking and driving incidents during the holiday, as Independence Day is known for being one of the deadliest days of the year for such incidents. By providing free rideshare passes, the law firm hopes to offer a safe and convenient option for people to travel to and from their celebrations. Individuals can sign up on the Lone Star Injury Attorneys event page to receive a $10 Lyft ride pass, limited to one per person. Registration closes on July 3rd at noon, with winners notified via text message on the same day. Passes can be used from July 4th until 2 a.m. on July 5th. Act quickly to secure your ride pass and celebrate the 4th of July responsibly. the Tadchieve law firm obtains $985,000 settlement for pedestrian injured while crossing New York intersection. The Tadchieve law firm has secured a $985,000 settlement for a pedestrian who was injured in a New York intersection. The client, an auto mechanic, was hit by a left-turning vehicle while crossing the street, sustaining serious injuries to his shoulders, knee, hip, and spine. Despite multiple surgeries, he remained disabled and unable to work. Attorney Boris Tadchieve filed a lawsuit against the driver's estate, who later passed away. The defense's orthopedic doctor confirmed the extent of the injuries, leading to a successful settlement negotiation. Boris Tadchieve was recognized for this achievement by Top Verdict. The Tadchieve Law Firm, based in Floral Park, New York, specializes in personal injury cases, striving to secure maximum compensation for clients impacted by accidents.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.